We're now joined by Coach Leah DeFordyce over at Grundy R5 High School in Galt. Talked about a great week and a fun week for the girls. They had three home games. They won them all. And they got the conference tournament up at Eagleville this week. And we were just talking about the weather here off the air, Coach Fordyce. I know there's snow in the forecast for tomorrow, so we'll see if travel up to Eagleville happens tomorrow. If you do, you got Newtown Harrison. Your team has been on a nice little roll, 8-game winning streak.
Yeah, so it was kind of nice this week. Seems like we kind of go in spurts like that, so hopefully we just kind of stay that way.
I don't have all the information in front of me. We do record these Monday mornings, so I kind of feel like I get my bearings, I get done with the news, and then I call Coach. But the one thing I do remember from last week is that game against Hale might have been the best game that Morgan Axtell has had in a Lady Panther uniform. She was great.
Yeah, that game, I knew would probably be a tough game, and Morgan was just hot. She had 7 3-point shots, and I was just looking here at her stats. She shot 7 for 11 with the 3-pointer, so 64%. So she really had a good night.
Are you the type of coach that somebody shooting the ball that well that it might change your philosophy a little bit to say, you know what, if she's that hot, get her the ball?
That's exactly right. And we even said that. I said, Morgan's hot, let's get the ball to her. And that's one thing about the team I do like. If somebody seems to be on, we tried to get the ball to that person. So that was her night, and she's had nights like that before, but for 3 points, 3-point shots, this was one of her better nights.
You probably get a better idea at this point than maybe even last week when it happened. Winning the Meadville tournaments, did it give it a little bit of extra boost of confidence, or almost just, I know there's always that balance between not wanting to be arrogant, but being confident in what the girls can do. Do they have that good balance right now when you look back at winning that title, Coach?
Well, I think they now see that if a game's close, that they can win it, because it seemed like in the past, if we had a close game, it kind of stressed them out a little bit, and we've had a few close games, especially every time with Mercer, and really the Hale game, it wasn't like, I think I have, at halftime, we were up 32-27, then third quarter was 49-41. I mean, that's, a couple of 3-point shots, and that's gone, so I feel like they now see, if they just stay tough and stay confident, that even in a close game, they can come on top.
You've had such a good season, Coach, and you had two losses to Green City. You also had, the one-point loss was a long time ago now to North Harrison. You might get a chance to avenge that this week. And you had that loss to Brashear at the Milan tournament. It's a good sign for your team that, they haven't been able to figure out Green City, but, they're number three in the state and they're unbeaten, so everybody's in that mode, but they haven't stubbed their toe against anybody else all that often. They've been really consistent at getting their job done.
Yes, they really have. And I am a little concerned about this week because we do have several sick. I know some of the girls texted me yesterday, and they were like, well, we ran a fever Saturday, and I'm like, oh. So I don't know. When I get to school today, I might know more what it's going to look like, but we have one more day, so maybe by tomorrow everybody will be a little bit better, but it seems like the flu's kind of hit everybody else but us, and I think we're now on the side where we're starting to get the flu here, so I thought as far as the week goes, this is kind of a bad week to have the flu, but you just take it and you go with it and you hope for the best.
Well, you got a very winnable game against Newtown Harris. We're going to assume it's going to be played on Tuesday. So if you can get through that one, you'll have a couple of days of rest. And yeah, that's the good thing about winning in these tournaments is you at least get a day or two of rest if you get to semifinals.
And if we do win that game, I look for us to play East Harrison, which I think, we can't take East Harrison lightly either, because I think they come on strong too, and they have, when they're on a good night, I take one game at a time, because even before we go into each game, I just tell the girls, do your best, because don't take anything for granted, and stay humble. You just go in and play tough every time, because you've been given the opportunity to play ball, and you've been given the gifts to do so. So take those gifts and use them to the best that you can.
Well, I'll be Mr. Positive Flu Doctor here and say, if you're going to get a text from all the girls saying, they're running a little fever, I guess you'd rather have that Saturday than during the week, because there's a chance they might be better by the new week.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we've been so far. I've had one of them texting me last night, but I don't think I'm going to be at the game. So there's one down. So, and see, my freshman They're no longer eligible, so their last week was last week. So I'm just with my my sophomores and juniors and seniors. So we'll just, and I only have, I think, let's see, nine. I have nine.
I haven't seen the Newtown girls play, but I know, and just looking at their box scores, Coach, had Gabrielle Nielsen of Newtown. She can score, so she has to be somebody you're concerned about.
Yes, and I've actually coached Gabby because, you know, we co-op with the junior high level. Mm-hmm. So I've actually coached Gabby, so I do know a little bit about Gabby. So, yeah, and I know, I mean, she kind of handles the ball, and she shoots, you know, from the outside, but she also goes to the inside because she's tall. So I'd say if she has a good night, you know, you have to watch out for Gabby.
Yeah, it's a basketball interview, and this happens at all levels. You know, we talk about the girls who put the ball in the hoop, but one thing I really notice about your team, Coach, is it seems that you rebound it really well. That you have girls that put up some really good rebounding numbers. Has that been a strength of the team this year?
Well, and that's one of the things that I keep stressing on is to try to rebound and block out, and we don't block out very well. It just seems like sometimes, you know, we get in there and I don't know what we're looking at, but we're not really blocking out. But you're right, though. When it comes down to the stats, I see and I look and we have several rebounds. So, and like I mentioned, you know, Aubrey Gann, who is a guard, but she gets in there and rebounds. And Jandy, I played her down low here at Hale. She started out as a guard, and then I put her down underneath the basket, and she can get in there and rebound. So, and we have Dorothy Matthews who's come in. She can rebound. Morgan gets in there and rebounds. Now, Maddie didn't have as good a game the other night, but normally Maddie's a good rebounder. But she did go in right at the end and had a real crucial rebound that really helped us out because we were kind of close there. And then once she got that rebound, it kind of helped us out. So she gets in there, Maddie can be strong underneath that basket when she's on. She's been sick. And so she's just getting over it. So I'm hoping she comes in strong this week.
Now, 16-4 record for Grundy R5. I think I mentioned this with a couple of teams in one of my recent broadcasts. In fact, it was NCMC where I said, you know what? That's an 80% winning percentage. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy with the girls so far. I just want them to keep. I just don't want them to let up. I want them to stay strong. And, you know, finish this season in a real strong mode.
Well, if Grundy can keep this momentum going, maybe they get a chance to avenge that loss from earlier the season at North Harrison. They might play Shamrocks later this week. I didn't mention that, Coach. I don't want to think that far ahead. They got Newtown Harris coming up, though, on Tuesday. Coach, I appreciate the time. We'll let you get to school here this morning. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you.